It's the glitziest night in agriculture, where roots run deep and the spotlight shines bright. The Agrarian Awards 2025 takes center stage on Saturday, October 18th at the Atlantis Paradise Island Grand Ballroom. And you need to be there. Presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and the Agricultural Development Organization. Get your tickets now at adobahamas.org or call 397-7400 for more information. The Agrarian Awards 2025, planting with heart.
Do you know who's giving you $1,500 cash back? None other than Chevrolet, trimmed Colorado truck, or the sporty Trax RS, or the family-friendly Captiva SUV, or how about the fuel-efficient Groove? Whatever your choice, you will be riding safe with a 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty from a dealer that's been around for over 85 years. Get down to Nassau Motor Company on Shirley Street and select a model that gives you $1,500 cash back. Chevrolet, built with the innovative technology you trust.
In uncertain times, resilience is everything. That's why CFAL is inviting you to the financial services event of the year, the 2025 CFAL Pension and Economic Conference. It all happens October 6th, 8 a.m. at the Grand Hyatt Bar Convention Center. Under the theme, Resilience in the Face of Global, is your chance to gain powerful insights on navigating today's shifting global economy. This is the premier networking and knowledge-sharing event of the year, and you cannot afford to miss it. So secure your spot today at www.cfal.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
When the native women start to rocket and calling these bad names now, you didn't shake up on the view, you pick your head, you on the floor, you ain't got no bed. I knew them long time, them people is mine, the women are fine as long as they stay in line. This is when they start to fight all day long and into the night, licking one another with pan and pot, and they fought one another with rock. I say, I know them long time, them people is mine.
Good morning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Now, before you all get mad at me for starting the show a little bit late, you all know what y'all was doing. Y'all know what y'all was doing in this house when I was in here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Producer, play that song by the Lassie Doe Boys, former Please on the List. Y'all was having all kinds of talks this morning while I was in here, but welcome back. I'm home now. It's Thursday, the 11th of September, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And I hear y'all is talking the talks, and y'all have lots to talk about. I wanted to, while I was thinking about the show last night, I wanted to ask a simple question. It was sort of floating around social media yesterday. The question of what premier cultural expression in the Bahamas. Of course, Junkanoos do what Junkanoos do, which is Junkanoo. And so I was not surprised when Junkanoos said that look, Junkanoo is the premier cultural expression in the Bahamas, but I don't think it's as simple as that. And I want to challenge that. Quite frankly, I think that if there is to be declared a premier cultural expression of the Bahamas, because we don't have to declare a premier, right? Like, we don't have to mimic this imperialist, supremacist, hierarchical cultural behavior. We could have all cultural expressions are equally important in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But since we like to row, is it Junkanoo or is it Rake and Scrape? Now, my producer, he's a hardcore diehard Junkanoo. Plenty of people are hardcore diehard Junkanoos. And maybe when I tell him to play a Rake and Scrape song, he may play a Junkanoo song. Because y'all Junkanoos, I realize when mama ain't home, y'all just do what y'all want.
Mama don't like no Rick and scraping in here. Hey, you don't care, but mama don't like no Rick and scraping anyhow. Mama don't like no Rick and scraping in here.
I mean, that song right here, that is the story of the Bahamas, right? Like, how, I'm not saying the Junkanoo ain't the best, right? But I'm saying, listen to that song, Mama Don't Want No Raking and Scraping in the Air, of our lives. Let's go straight to the paper. JCNP threatened groups, says the minister. Bowleg, some groups told to fall in line or suffer consequences. Youth, Sports, and Culture Minister Mario Bowleg said he has been informed that the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence threatened groups with the loss of sponsorship and possible expulsion if they registered directly with his ministry for government seed funding. Mr. Bowleg said the calls this week from several groups disturbed him, especially since they came just a day after he met with JCNP officials and believed discussions had gone well. He said some groups claimed they were told to either, quote, fall in line, close quotes, with the corporation's agenda or, quote, suffer certain consequences, close quotes. Quote, as the minister, and we turn to page 3 of Youth, Sports, and Culture, I don't condone this type of nonsense, besides their right to participate in the national parade, close quotes. I'm going to stick that pin right there. Does anybody, is there a right, capital letters, to participate in the national parades? See, I could Junkanoo whenever I want, mind you, virtually. See, I can't just stop my car in the middle of the road and Junkanoo, although a lot of y'all think that is also a right. But is there a right to participate in the national parade? If we think there should be a right, how are we going to entrench that right in law? The article continues. Quote, these parades are national and they are run by the government of the Bahamas, close quotes. The allegations mark the latest flashpoint in the government's battle with the JCNP over the proposed Junkanoo Authority Bill. The corporation had suspended practices, accused the government of sidelining it during the drafting process, and warned that the legislation would strip away its independence. Officials confirmed the JCNP had even considered organizing separate parades in protest. Yesterday, JCNP public relations members pushed back, saying differences of opinion exist, but the corporation must act collectively. Stick a pin. I remember. Y'all, that sound like a song I used to know. One party, one leader, y'all. I remember that song. Anyway, we continue from the article. They compared the JCNP to cabinet. Interesting that you would make the comparison to government entities. Insisting no group should defy majority decisions. Quote, if we are all marching on one foot, then we are marching on one foot, close quotes, one said. See, that's the thing about Junkanoo. It's a different type of parade. Quote, they're trying to pick us off one by one because the love of money is going to cause the detriment of the culture. We should have the right to parade and the rights to choose, close quotes. Mr. Bowleg countered that the JCNP has no authority to block groups from registering with his ministry, stressing that every organization must submit documents directly to qualify for seed funding. Stick a pin there. So it suggests to me that the JCNP is an agent of the state that has been enabled or authorized to operate in collecting the registration from the groups, you are collecting the registration on behalf of the government. Is that what's happening here or what should be happening? Mr. Bowleg countered that the JCNP has no authority to block groups from registering with the ministry, stressing that every organization must submit documents directly to qualify for seed funding. Quote, you can't take the people funds to give it a delinquent individual So therefore, they have to have a current business license, close quotes, he said. However, JCNP Public Relations Officer John Brakes with 21 years of practice, noting that groups have always registered through the JCNP, which then forwards names for funding. Quote, as long as you are JCNP member group and you are submitted by the JCNP, you're expected to get seed funding unless the government decides that they're not issuing the seed funding, close quotes, he said. The dispute comes as Friday's registration deadline looms. Mr. Boleg said groups are still signing up, including at least 4 A groups and 6 or 7 B groups. Meanwhile, dissent is surfacing within the Junkanoo community, some members privately admitting they support the bill but felt pressured to align with the JCNP after receiving a declaration form pledging loyalty to the corporation. Gary Russell, executive chairman of Music Makers, said it was the first time he had seen such a form. He acknowledged being urged by phone to take a specific position but refused, saying he wanted more clarity. Quote, with any organization, there are some things you will agree to and not agree to, but you cannot just blankly agree with everything and blankly disagree with everything, close quotes, he said. A former JCNP executive said he stopped attending meetings because of, quote, the nonsense that's been going on, close quotes, and accused the corporation. Others said they feared victimization unless the government assumed control of the parade or offered protection. Mr. Boleg said the government will not support any group being penalized for speaking out. I'll read that again. Mr. Boleg said the government will not support any group being penalized. Oh, you won't support the penalization of groups that speak out. He insisted the Junkanoo parades will continue as scheduled, with or without JCNP's participation. Mr. Williams maintained the corporation is not fighting the government, but, quote, fighting for its role and rights, close quotes. What rights? That's it. What rights? This is a JCNP enjoy or are guaranteed to them through a statutory body. What rights does, I got to work on my English all the time, does the JCNP enjoy? That was just an interesting, okay, as a text it says, the minister is being divisive. Is the minister being divisive? Oh, no. See, let's go back. Let's just stay in the article. Because my words are not as interesting as the words shared in this article. I'm looking for the part I said, a stick a pin, where, here we go. Yesterday, JCNP public relations members pushed back, saying differences of opinion exist, but the corporation must act collectively. They compared the JCNP to cabinet. Why? Why you compared the JCNP to cabinet? Insisting no group should defy majority decisions. Why? Why should no group defy majority decisions? What exactly are you? And why would defying a majority decision automatically render you excluded from the national parades, right? Like, what is the decision, right, that a group would defy that would warrant them being barred from participating in the national parade? Quote, if we are all marching on one foot, then we are marching on one foot, close quotes, one said, right? You're not an army. Are you a gang? Because it's like gang language. It's reminiscent of this gang rhetoric. It's bully culture. But not just that, it seems antithetical to me. This is the antithesis of the spirit of Junkanoo. Junkanoo is about rebellion. It is the day where the slaves had the day off. They didn't have to, quote unquote, follow the rules. Here's a text that says, good morning. The ultimate cultural expression of the Bahamas is definitely catching Yapsi. That's picking mouth. That's listening to gossip. Well, let me show you a vibe. I am so tickled by this text because I have to put it on the list for consideration. But let me tell you why. Yesterday in the discussions, I brought to the table the story of Nepal, what's going on in Nepal right now, the nationwide anti-government, anti-corruption protests, right? The protests started when the government banned about 26, a number of social media platforms on the internet, banned access and use in the country, into a growing local political campaign raising awareness or demanding a response to what they call Nepo kids, the extravagant behavior of the children and family members of politically exposed people, right? And that turned into a big, huge problem. And I want to ask the question, would the Bahamas survive? How would a social media ban impact the Bahamas? How would it impact commerce? How would it impact the function of government operations, since it seemed like TikTok and Facebook and WhatsApp are the main means of communication? How would it impact tourism, right? Because, and to the point, all you could do in this country is catch gab seed. Nobody, particularly in the policy-making space, virtually no one feels it necessary to clearly explain government policy. You go into government buildings and government offices, the instructions for procedures cannot be found. And then when you ask people, what are you supposed to do, they mad at you. Like, you work there, you don't know how to do your job, right? All you could do is catch gab seed. And you're never certain whether you have the right procedure, the right piece of information, if you're in the right place. Because the only way we get information is through gap seed. Case in point, this whole Junkanoo process. I know the Junkanoos are saying it. The process lacks clarity. Right? And a part of the reason is because it appears that we cannot trust the stakeholders to do their jobs with integrity, which is to disseminate the information without political bias. And that don't just mean FNM, PLP. It could mean pro-JCNP, anti-JCNP, pro-government, pro-Saxons, pro-one Valley boy, anti-the other Valley boy, without political bias, right? And so we're never sure whether we're getting the truth. Nothing is ever pellucidly clear. We always just catching gap seed. And it appears as if, right, it has become a part of professional culture and government culture, because there are those who rely on the fact that we can't prove anything. We can't prove we were told the correct policy or procedure. We can't prove what the response was, because nobody ever gives you an official response. Nobody ever says anything in writing. You just caught in this world of gap seed. I want to say thank you very much, because that's right where we are. All right, so I got some more music coming for you in a second. Of course, one of the biggest stories from yesterday's paper, public outrage over lack of ambulance. And in today's Guardian PM, we will send ambulance and EMTs to Family Island. Quote, no Bahamian should be carried in the back of a truck when their life is in danger. I know what it is. See, Ministry of Education, this is y'all fault again. Or maybe it's BIS. Because as soon as these people started saying, we would have gone on a walkabout, and we would have found 7 children, and you did. From y'all started saying that, we knew that the average, that was just wishful thinking. It was a euphemism. It's worse than that. No Bahamian should be carried in the back of a truck when their life is in danger. But they are being, over years. And this is why I keep saying it for the younger people who obviously don't know. In the space of roughly 20, allowed to deteriorate back to a pre-1992 state. Every time I come on the radio and I crack a joke, because I know that Her Excellency Leslie Miller Bryce can count. I know that she can count. I don't know why we can't get an expenditure report for any of the independent celebrations, but I know it's a joke, right? Because why is it that you continue to throw party after party and would not even grace us with an expenditure report? But the woman in Long Island had to be brought from the clinic to the hospital, I mean, to the airport on the back of a flatbed truck. What incensed me even more is seeing an image being shared online, which up to this moment, I still in my heart, I can say it's AI. It has to be AI. Because I can't imagine my prime minister and my minister of foreign affairs would be snatched up in a selfie like high schoolers. No, like middle schoolers with their first phone, taking a selfie. Now, mind you, the picture was apparently taken a couple of years ago, right? But yesterday, day before yesterday, Monday, a caller, I guess they, I don't know, maybe they're trying to hurt my feelings by referring to me as a gay wench. How would I feel if they referred to me as a gay wench? I wanted to say I love it. I want to say thank you because I'm going to have a t-shirt made. I love it. But I can't imagine, right, that these guys are out here smiling up in picture. Big politician don't smile up in picture. You on the job and you're not doing the job very well. It broke my heart along, I'm sure, with other Long Islanders to see that necessary image. Producer, play one song. Play Avi from and prep the caller. Well, let's go to the caller while you prep the music. Yeah. Good morning, caller. Morning, Bremen. How you do?
I'm all in clear. I mean, I'm all in. Thank God. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
No government, no drunken old leaders. Okay? No drunken old leader, I should say. Drunken old individuals could point out and say, well, we or drunken old page this much to get a base fee, because everybody pays a different price for what they want their costume look like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a pair of bells costs you over $300, okay?
Bremen, you know why I wanted to play music today? Because I knew I was going to run hard. Would you say a pair of shoes cost $300?
Bells.
Bells cost $300.
Bells, which you... ring and drum canoe, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I haven't beaten drum for quite a long time from I could have seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would know what they cost to be established in order to go to drum canoe now, to go in drum canoe.
Mm-hmm.
So those people should just shut up.
Thank you, Bremen.
The leaders should shut up. The people who are responsible for sports should shut up, because they do not, if they assist anybody, it doesn't be a whole group. They assist them who they want to assist. But every individual gonna pay different because of how they want their costume to look.
I got
all
you.
All of them should shut up. And government doesn't ban. They just should shut up.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Play music today, because I know before I even see the papers, I knew it was going to be that type of, it's going to be the type of day. Play the song by Avi, former producer. I ain't going home. The way y'all have me feeling, Bremen, I don't know why you say that, because a pair of bells cost $300, right? And I'm thinking, what is the cost to get to Bay? You know how many textbooks we could buy if the bells cost $300, a pair of bells cost $300. Y'all got me like, Avi, I don't want to go home. Y'all cause me to row. I don't want to go home. And y'all talking each and every day, talking foolishness. What's Bremen say? Anyway, this Avi, I still believe. I ain't saying the cultural, premier cultural expression, you know. I just saying it can't be the cultural, premier cultural expression, and rake and scrape ain't the premier cultural expression too. It just can't be that. Anyway, we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to see if I can find Mr. Nuri. Because I think he's a secret junkanoo. Stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. This is Guardian 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Ducks in the pond, these girls out here like grass on my lawn. And let me tell you one thing, eh? I ain't going home, eh? Men, I reach home, open up your mouth.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool to know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Are you searching for something new? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming the world. See how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to DJ Miami.
It's been a while now, no jumper, no costumes, no suit. We're so excited, happy all day. Come Boxing Day morning, we'll be on day. Come and see the sun stacks and sway.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. And I told you all, the question of the day was, is junkanoo the premier cultural expression, right? Or is it rake and scrape? For me, I put Rake and Scrape on the table. But I tell you, I have a list of Rake and Scrape songs, and I tell my producer, since he's a Junkanoo man, if you feel to play a Junkanoo after I play a Rake and Scrape, play a Junkanoo, right? I had never heard that song before, producer, and I love it because it's contemporary, Mr. Nuri. It seems like it's speaking to the issues Junkanoo going through right now, right? With the JCNP having had called a suspension on all activities. We weren't certain if we were going to have parade. We're still not certain if we're going to have parade in December. And I like that it's a woman, a female artist, right? But also, so in listening to some songs last night, right, I got some high-paced songs, nice, high-tempo, fast. Therese Hepburn, rest in peace. And I realized, I have on the list for Rake and Scrape, right? But Therese is obviously an artist that was deeply invested in Junkanoo as well, right? And so all of her music, you know that's a Junkanoo woman. You hear the distinct Junkanoo elements in it that you don't necessarily hear in other forms or eras, right, of Rake and Scrape. I get on the list here from Swain and the Citations, Ronnie and the Ramblers, to Basil J. Smith. I got Gone Cat Island, Gino D, the Brylanders, Lassie Doughboys, Therese, Nita. And then we move kind of into the future. We got Blordy, Avi. We got Johnny Cake. We got Shine, D-Mac, right? But Therese in particular, and that song the producer just played, right? That's heavy Junkanoo. I give them that. I give Junkanoo that. And I like it. Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I would like for you to take the junk out of Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of junk in it. In fact, you know, I have a whistle that referees use in the NBA, and what I do when the practice season comes around, I just take my whistle and visit wherever I could and blow my head off like I told you before.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't got no time for the junk that's in Junkanoo. But I would like to talk about the Family Island neglect.
Hold on. The junk in Junkanoo, is that the brass you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the politics.
I got you.
I just go out with any group that's practicing, and I blow, and I try to be in tune with everybody else. But because I have such a very, very good whistle, I have to be careful because I can overpower you.
I got you. And I love the metaphor.
There you go.
I love the metaphor. Okay, Family Island neglect. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm learning that this neglect may be deliberate because most of the Family Islanders don't fact check the politicians that come and show up every 5 years or so.
How can you? You can't find the facts nowhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would like to know how come and in what wisdom was in the mind of the individual to buy standard shift ambulance when the ambulance driver now has to be occupied with both hands, whereas he could probably using a hand-free phone and focusing on that and getting information to the hospital and back and forth. But now he has to be... And then I would hate to be inside a standard shift where the guy is shifting in first gear and then he's jerking me and I'm inside and I got an IV in me, you know. Does this minister of what you call health has any sense?
Okay, I don't want to crack a joke while we're trying to take people to the hospital, right? Because that would seem crass. But, you know, the problem isn't the standard shift itself. The problem is the loss of the culture. I mean, there was a time where everybody drove standard shift because that's the only thing there was to drive. I used to drive standard shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I used to have a racing clutch.
You know, smoothly transition, but not very many people could do that. Why are you going to buy those kind of vehicles?
Well, because it's very easy to train people to do that. No, that part, very easy to train people to do that. So
it's easier to drive an automatic, though.
Okay, but it's ridiculous to say that we're not going to drive them and we're not going to learn to drive them because they're not automatic.
I think it's most ridiculous to say that, but what is more ridiculous is when I'm going to have a friend of mine, as I'm allegedly learning, to get the contract to bring in the standard chips.
Oh, I don't like allegations.
You know? Stop me right in my track.
But don't watch nothing because we don't need to walk that path to see the two ambulance them sitting in the bush.
Well, you know, Aaron, I think we're suffering because people are making decisions.
But just listen, just before I let you go, is it unreasonable for me to say in 2025 that some family islands, right, and some areas on some family islands are now in a pre-1992 state?
You mean pre-pre?
I just saying, I remember going to summer camp in Eleuthera as a little girl. I remember knowing that the family islands don't have what Nassau have. And now in 2025, we're carrying on like that's just, like, why would you expect anything different?
Like it's normal, hey?
Yes, sir. Anyway, I want to say thank you very much. The metaphor was beautiful.
Okay, Harry.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the next call and producer, prep a song for Ma when you get a chance. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning.
Morning.
My sister, I totally and thoroughly enjoyed the conversation this morning. In fact, let me just congratulate, in my usual form, the Guardian Radio Company for having persons who can on host the show of that many of we as Bahamians often have on a daily basis under the dilly tree or the tamarind tree or the, you know, playing checkers or chess or whatever. I have to continue to congratulate the opportunity of great conversation, but more so the opportunity to participate in calling into these shows. With that being said, I want the Bahamian people to understand that there's a term called organized chaos. And the mere fact that now we're talking about the services in our various family islands, or the lack thereof, is of no circumstance in terms of it's not even an accident. It's actually intentional to a lot of us, because the drive seems still to be to get the persons from these family islands to divert themselves here to Nassau, leaving those islands vacant.
Jeff, I was thinking about relocating, right? I was looking at Gotham City. If I was going to relocate to Gotham City, right? Anyway, for a long time, while I was thinking about relocating to Gotham City, remember I was talking about a debt for nature swap. I wouldn't live in Gotham City. I wouldn't be a regular citizen. I would be like a politician. And the first thing I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to move everybody into Gotham City. I can clear out all the urban areas, all the bush, all the land, all the farmland, all the ranch, everything. I clearing that out and bringing everybody into the city so I could do a dead for nature swap.
Yep. And from that analogy, yeah, I understand completely what you're saying. You know, it's more like a herd mentality. Bring everybody into one place so you can control them all.
Well, because, think about it. If my calculations are correct, and they may not be because I borrowed my calculator from the church. If my calculations are correct, though, right? Like to be able to convert enough nature, right, to deal with a debt. You know how much nature that is you need to write off a couple million dollars of debt? That's a lot of nature. But the way that nature works is like it's not valuable if it ain't all in the same place at the same time.
Agreed. I'll close on this one point so I could clear the line.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of persons looking to these politicians to be upfront and honest with the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no transparency in any of these governmental agencies. It's more like they behave as if, hey, it's a need to know. You don't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about all these millions and millions of dollars that has gone missing under certain portfolios and under certain persons. But you're asking the questions for them to account. They would not account because they are not transparent. I want to close on this one.
Yes, sir.
The word honorable that they wear in front of their names, it's a disgrace that they are not honorable people. Because if they were honorable, they should be caring about proper governance, proper treatment of the Bahamian people, six in this country, and therefore being fully transparent in everything that they do as it pertains to the country, and they, unfortunately, are found wanting. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. I'll continue to listen.
Absolutely. They some honorable by them, though, don't they? They honorable by. Oh, boy. Here's another text. So are we to deduce that the PM was unaware that the family islanders were using private vehicles as ambulances? The shock and awe is what enrages me. I changed the text. I didn't say that word. But they're very upset. They're very enraged. I just need you all to know that. And as we should all be, not just that, we all need to sit back and reflect, right? And say, okay, have I participated individually or collectively in a culture where we spend money that should be or is intended for collective national development on personal disposable experiences? Are we spending money that should be diverted or invested in collective national development on personal disposable experiences, right? To what extent are we complicit in this state of affairs? Producer, let's take this caller and then prep the song by D-Mac Former, please. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Eric, you know, I cry seeing one of the people in Long Island, especially the administrator and the local government. You have 2 hours, not for the standard ambulance. The 2 hours people donate to the Long Island. And, you know, somebody give you a house with furniture too. If somebody donate ambulance, they should be able to have furniture, ambulance, furniture, affairs, everything is supposed to be yours. Why 2 hours sitting down there and running? And somebody give you automatic.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. What I don't understand, like, okay, Nuri, I remember I tell you, Corinne Mitchell always, I mean, she always said, okay, if you're smart, you use your powers for good, and you encourage people to use their powers for good, right? I know plenty of people like to thief. I don't know them personally, right? But I know plenty of people, like, so y'all, nobody thought, you know what, let's just thief the ambulance, and then, and you know how many security locksmiths are operated, owned and operated by Long Island people? You telling me nobody cut the key for the ambulance? Y'all would have just locked me up. Y'all would have just had to be taking me to Nassau every other month for thiefing the ambulance and taking people to the clinic in the airport. Y'all would have had to ask the singing bishop to stop making song about me. Y'all had to ask Vibes Cartel to stop making thiefing every ambulance.
I'm not sure.
To take people to the clinic and to the airport.
I'm not sure you know, but Long Islanders don't thief at all. They don't take nothing.
I didn't say it was Long Island. I said I just know plenty people who is thief.
That's Nassau people.
That's why I going down there.
Listen, in Long Island, that's Nassau people. Long Island people don't thief.
Let my life.
I understand.
Let my life go missing because somebody didn't want to thief the ambulance.
Whatever utilities they have, and use it. And that's what they did. They realized that the central government wasn't helping them, and they used whatever platform they have. But they ain't a thief. That's not just them. They're proud people.
I different.
Yeah, you Nassau. You all the thief.
No, no. I Acklands.
We Long Islanders.
I Andrus.
We Long Islanders know when you all come to Long Island.
I from Andrus. We'll chick.
Yeah, you
the ambulance in the bush. 17 locksmith on Long Island. I mean, because they're very good locksmith.
Take this quick commercial break.
5 more minutes. No, we ain't taking commercial break. That's music. Remember, the people say Junkanoo is the premier expression.
Mm.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either, but we need to have a formal discussion on that, on why, right? One thing I've noticed, that the mandate of the JCNP has changed. Few people have acknowledged that their mandate has changed. Their first mandate that they're instructed to do, was to manage the parade. They no longer want to just manage the parade. They have transformed themselves into a union.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and this new mandate they say they have is they will own Junkanoo. Junkanoo does not belong to the Bahamian people at large. Junkanoo belongs to the groups by virtue of the JCNP. They have claim ownership of it. They're saying that the government has no control over it, and the people of the Bahamas have no duty to comment on what happens in regards to Junkanoo.
Producer, will you play a song for me? At this point, I play any song on the list or off the list. See, that's it right there. The last thing you just said, that they own it, all of those words you were saying just now. Wow. That's their new mandate?
You see what the mandate is. And they are saying it every time they come, and they should suggest it. The governor of the Bahamas represents the people of the Bahamas. That they represent all the versions of and aspirations and opinions of the Bahamas. You might disagree on how they go about it, but we elected them to represent.
Who elected who?
The people of the Bahamas elected the government to to be the proxy in terms of...
No, be elected rules. The government be the proxy?
No, we ain't talking about JCM, we're talking about the government.
Okay.
The people of the Bahamas elected the government to manage the affairs of the country.
The people, yeah.
Which includes junk new and all the national assets or whatever it is. The question is whether the national parade is the national parade or is a private parade. The JCNP said, no, it's not a national parade. It's a private parade. The government said, no, that is the national parade. That is the debate we're having now. Who this Junkanoo belongs to? Is it a national parade where the government manages? Or is it a private parade
how you framed it? This is how I framed it. What rights does the JCNP enjoy? Well, they say they have rights. What are those rights?
The rights was given to them by the group leaders, by the groups. And tell the group...
Oh, those types of rights.
Tell the group...
Oh, they're not real rights.
JCNP, you no longer represent us. We understand that the government facilitates these things, and we would support the government.
I thought we were talking about rights created by statutory instruments or constitutional instrument. I thought we were talking about rights.
I'm not even sure why the JCNP have a constitution. Yes, they have a constitution. I just
and then on the minister's side, is there a right to participate in the national parade? There's a right to participate in Junkanoo.
The issue with the national parade...
I know when right now they Junkanoo every day right in the disabled parking spot. And they have a security guard right there on his phone watching.
When we talk about the national parade...
Yeah, sorry about that.
The JCNP manages the national parade. You could rush, but that don't mean they're going to judge you and monitor you and whatever.
Go there. They can't stop me from going on, babe?
Yes, but imagine being an A group and you need to be judged. And they say, man, you rush it for fun. That fun category is break your spirit. Nobody wants to rush under fun.
No, the spirit. The greatest crab group in history of white people junkanoo in the whole world.
We want you to rush on a different day.
We love that.
We want you to rush on a different day. Just not on them.
That's why y'all ain't got... That's why y'all ain't gonna have no good junkanoo until y'all get right.
Junkanoo's in jeopardy. And the junkanoos need to understand that junkanoo's in jeopardy. The people of Bahamas need to understand that junkanoo's in jeopardy. And we need to now make up our minds on whether who's going to represent us to ensure that junkanoo's there. For the participation of all. Who's going to be that person?
This is my thing right here, right? So we're in the space where the government is attempting to create a more effective and efficient structure, right? For whatever purpose. They attempt to pull in Family Islands into the conversation. I for that. That's positive, right? Mm-hmm. This idea for the JCM, we manage and NASA operates. That's our thing. Come on, man.
So you're talking culture. And JCNP is talking Junkanoo.
They're talking gang culture.
Yeah, I understand what they're talking. And I appreciate that. But see, the JCNP...
But no, Junkanoo and culture can't be two different things.
I understand that. The JCNP say, they ain't care about y'all and your culture. We talking Nassau,
remember when
Junkanoo.
I tell you the line and that play was a problem?
They said...
Only a real Junkanoo could unbeat the drum?
And all of that are themes that we need to appreciate.
That's good.
They've been saying this for a while.
A real Junkanoo could feel the beat of the drum.
Yes.
Or understand it, feel it, or understand it.
They've been telling you this narrative for a while, but nobody been listening.
I mean, I've been listening. One person, because remember when the guy called and say, Aaron, you see how Mr. Ferguson talking to you bad on the radio right in front of your face? Mm. They listening. Mm-hmm. They listening. We listening.
Yeah. But this is where we at. Moving forward, we need to decide whether it's a national parade or whether it's a private parade. And if it's a private parade, the JCNP is absolutely right. It belongs to the Junkanoos. Mm-hmm. If it's a national parade, it belongs to the Bahamian people. That means that means the government must manage it. The government controls it on behalf of the Bahamian people. That's just what it is. So now we have two different parallel theories. And we need to make up our mind.
I was about to say, because I was a galling. I couldn't understand nothing you said.
Boy.
Oh, I almost take flight just now. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you had a song?
Yes.
We're Raking and We Scraping by Salit. Mm-hmm. You seen the music video for this?
No.
Buddy, this got to be the best music video in the history of the Bahamas. I love it.
We see that storytellers has exported the culture of the Bahamas. Junkanoo haven't reached that point yet. They have one or two parades. But in terms of people purchasing information, storytellers of the Bahamas, which is the premier cultural expression of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. they have exported globally, where everyone in the Bahamas participate. Everybody
is a storyteller. Play Get 'Em, Ricky. Just as we go out, play Get 'Em. I don't know if we have time to continue this conversation. And why would you say something so exciting among such excitable people?
I came late.
And expecting excitement.
I came late. I put to come and beat you earlier.
Anyway, this is Get 'Em, Ricky by Johnny Cake. Yuri, this is another classic, man. This is another anthem. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.